Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, welcome, Kathy. This is going to be aired on Monday morning now, October the 28th.
Good morning.
Last week, you know, we were just talking about Halloween coming up. And then you shared, there's an interesting dynamic going on where you live. So we'll talk about that. But as we spoke about it, God says, I'd like you to share a little bit about the wisdom here, because this is a little bit of an interesting time of year in the world.
Right.
And we're part of it. And what do we do if we got little kids and we've got family stuff going on where we're located? So this will be our session. We're not going to get into the kingdom this time. We're going to talk about specifically, what does God have to give us as insight about how do we handle this week coming up that is the celebration really of evil and death,
right?
Primarily. So you live in New Hampshire near New Massachusetts, and we know there's a place called Salem. So tell us about that and what it's like and what happens there.
Yeah, I was sharing just a little bit the other day that being up on the North Shore, we live in New Hampshire, about an hour from Boston. The church that we attend is in Danvers, Mass., which is what's called the North Shore of Massachusetts, that's inclusive of Danvers and Ipswich and Salem and these different areas just north of Boston. And during this time of year, literally the entire month of October, Salem, Massachusetts is absolutely inundated with tourists coming in because of the Salem witch trials, and the town itself celebrates Halloween so much. And the occult presence there is incredibly strong during this month. And because of that, we see a marked influx in spiritual warfare. It is a known fact at our church, and I appreciate that we have a pastor who will talk about it openly and share and just bring people's awareness to what is going on. But truly, we see an influx because so many people are coming in to truly celebrate evil and practice the occult. We see some of the most interesting, crazy stories possible that happen just around the, you know, our church is in a mall, and so we get it all coming in that time. But all of that to say, the increase in spiritual warfare during that time is something to absolutely be aware of and not to be ignorant of.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And remember, it's spiritual, so that the enemy is actually trying to get more and more people ultimately to worship him, but at least to be very favorable and involved with, engaged with the evil and the occult and the celebration of death.
And often kind of unknowingly, like in an innocent way, people
engage,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all levels where it's just an opportunity so that, you know, Halloween, you know, and I think back of, you know, when my kids, you know, were small, obviously we're engaged in Halloween stuff, but for them, and this, it wouldn't necessarily be limited to church people. We were, you know, we were church people, but a lot of people weren't. But people around us, they were just dressed in popular costumes. You know, it would be like, you know, a Star Wars costume or a
Disney character,
Cinderella. You know, it wasn't the focus on the occult. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was some of that, but there wasn't a focus on it. I think because of the transformation of the world, which is headed toward the end, where the Antichrist steps up. And by definition, and actually Jesus tells us this, the Bible, is that good becomes evil and evil becomes good. That what is acceptable and good is transferred to acceptable as evil, and you get attracted to evil. And I think it's just getting stronger and stronger and stronger, so that, and I think it's primarily through, you know, Hollywood movies, television shows, promotion. Now, you know, all the social media stuff is that they promote it as exciting.
Right.
And people get attracted to it. So since they're attracted to it, the activity of the demonic actually increases.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have willing people who are moving that direction, including drawing in unsuspecting believers. Into that very process, you know, and so it's not surprising that you experience spiritual warfare. and more. Why? Because there's more activity with it.
Right.
And it's a unique period of time. So Halloween is a big celebration of really the enemy. So the question is, okay, we can acknowledge that. How do we participate or not participate? Do we just make a hard and fast rule? We're doing zero. We're out. Maybe, maybe not. What about my kids who don't know anything about it? How do I handle with them? And it's not a absolute yes or no. There are truths that we need to receive and then say to God, okay, we need wisdom. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. It actually tells us some cool stuff about this, but we'll just start with, first of all, there's three statements he makes here. He says, walk this way. There's three different ways I want you to walk. So let's see the first one, Ephesians 5, 1 through 7.
Sure. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them.
Yeah. So he says, walk in love, which means that our focus is on walking with Christ, who loved us. And the reason that we can walk in love is that he sacrificed himself for us. So it's not a performance relationship. It's a heart relationship of, I want to walk with him. I'm going to love him. He loved me. And he's going to help me love others. And he says, don't get involved in things that aren't of God, what he calls unclean or an idolater. An idolater is somebody who worships anything other than God, mm-hmm. which at Halloween, you know, can be the system itself or demonic. He says, if you do that, you don't have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. And remember, we're talking about in our series, really, about the kingdom is walking with him and not walking in the world. And he said, if you decide to walk in the world, you don't get to experience the kingdom as it is right now. He kind of lays it right out there. And he says, do not be partakers with them who are pulling you away from God. So if you join in celebrating this evil stuff, if you promote it, join it, and are part of it, he says, you have walked out of the kingdom and you're not going to be able to love them because you can't bring them light. They're actually influencing you versus you influencing them. So he said, don't be a partaker of it. So number one is the things that I see in my town, in my community, Father, what should I be partaker in? What should I not be a partaker in? Mm-hmm. And that would be our first question. And he said, well, anything that doesn't glorify me, I don't want you to do it. So is there a way that we can do it and glorify you? And the answer is yeah, that can be. Okay, the second one is 8 through 14.
Says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
Yeah. So the second thing he says, walk in the light. Christ is light. And he says the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So what the Spirit will produce is going to be directly around our life in the kingdom of righteousness. It'll be the goodness of God and the truth of God. And he said, I want you to use that and find out what is acceptable to the Lord as you look at this week coming up and what potentially you could be part of is, well, Father, would you give me your will? I need to understand it, knowing that my role is to bring light. He said, don't have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them and you be the light. Okay. Now, fundamentally, our role is to bring light to our family and to our other believers around us. Some of us may be called to speak to the real darkness out there, but because people are so entrenched in this holiday and so entrenched in it, that it's going to really take God to open up a door for you to have a conversation with them about, are you sure that this is what God would have you do? So could we expose the darkness and be involved in the darkness per se? Yeah. But primarily, it's going to be help your family learn the difference between light and darkness. Help your inner circle, your small group, learn the difference between light and darkness, and don't have them join it. By you, first of all, don't you join it. And then your question is, let's find out what God has to say. And would you guide us? So us would be my wife and me, my husband and I, and our children. What would you have us be part of here? How can we do this? And then secondly, is there something that we as a group could do differently so that we actually promote light than darkness? And then there it is, kind of right there in front of us. It says, there's the line that you go seek God about. Lord, how can I bring light and not join the darkness?
Right.
Because that's my role.
Right.
Why? Well, because he's light and he wants us to be the light. So that's the question is, well, what in our situation, our family, our scenario, you know, what could we do? Okay, then he says, as you seek that, this is how you do it. Verses 15 through 21.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
Yeah. He says in general, by the way, yeah, the days are evil by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know, and you've said it, Halloween is even more evil.
Right, right.
Because it's purposeful.
It's a celebration of it. Yeah.
It's a celebration. It's a purposeful thing. So we got enough trouble all by just generally. But Halloween is even worse. He says, so redeem the time. He says, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I speak to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, giving thanks to the Father and submitting to each other as you process this. So he says, I don't want you to participate, number one. Number two, I want you to help people discern the difference between joining and not joining and why. Number three, let me give you wisdom as to how I want you to play this out during this week. Because little kids, they get excited about, you know, going around and getting candy.
Right.
And it's fun. And it's a fun thing to do.
And it's fun to dress up and all of the things.
Yeah. Yeah. And their friends are doing it and they would like to do it. So here are some thoughts. And then Kathy, you can add to this because I know your church has been pretty good at this. But the first thing would be is, has your church set up something special so that the kids could enjoy the fun of it, but without the evil of it? Because you're going to go to a church and they're going to have, you know, the ability to collect candy, or they're going to go to a mall that have set it up where it's not evil. So first of all, what is the church set up anything? And by the way, maybe your church hasn't, but another church has.
Right, right. A lot of times there's things within the community to join. Yeah.
So you could find that out. That'd be number one. Let's say that there's nothing convenient. Well, then what could you as a family do, or you as a small group? Maybe you can just do it for the kids in your small group. And do something fun by having a big party, let them get dressed up. By the way, not in evil things, but just dressed up in fun things. And then they, you know, they are able to, you know, go to houses and get the candy or have a station at somebody's house. But there probably is a way that you could develop something, even if it's this week and you haven't thought about it much, is it doesn't take much to pull it off. Or maybe it's, you know, if you have parents or grandparents or siblings around, maybe you all could get together. And just do it as a family. You know, there's a variety of things.
Well, and I have a friend who they always, their house, they live down in Texas, and for their girls, their house was known to be the place to come for a party that night, but it would be Christians, it would be light, it would be, you know, fun celebrations, enjoying costumes, enjoying being together, but it would not be participating in the darkness of it. Right.
Yeah. And then as you're doing
the place to come.
Absolutely.
Sometimes just opening your doors to give people the alternative is
absolutely
a way to be light, right?
Yep, yep. And then remember, he says, I want you to explain the difference between light and dark, so that this is a great opportunity, actually, with your children and other people's children, is to, you know, look at, even if you took some of these Bible verses or other ones, that you could bring your kids, and they don't have to, they could be 3, 4, 5 years old. That's, they can understand stuff. Why do we do it this way versus join? Like, we're not going to that haunted house.
Right.
We're not going to go to watch these movies. Here's why we don't do that. Because
it's
God wants us
moment, right?
A teachable moment to teach people, first of all, the value of Scripture and the truth of Scripture, and then the application of it in our particular situation. So they don't just have, no, you can't go, which, by the way, is in education is called a negative injunction. And if you give that to kids, no, you can't go, but you never tell them why.
Right.
Interesting enough, they kind of resent it. And later, when they have a chance on their own to do it, they go do it because they never understood the truth of it. So it's important to tell them the truth of that and why we don't. And we want to have fun. We want you to, and you don't have to even bring judgment against their friends or anybody else, that just say, for us, this is how we're going to do it because God asked us to do it this way. He wants you to be light. We're going to have fun. Yeah, I'd love for you to get dressed up. Let's go pick something that really is nice. And let's do a party or do part of a party or something that's going to be pleasant. And you can have a grand time, celebrate Halloween like everybody else does in terms of celebration the day, but we're not going to celebrate the way they do it. And we're not going to join that way. And here's why. So that's a great time to teach them and help them understand it, you know, as they go forward.
And I'll
now,
just add
go ahead.
That, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
On the idea of teaching your kids that young, that it is okay to be set apart.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, throughout the Bible, we see the example and the calling to be set apart. And the younger we teach our kids that that is a good thing, actually, the easier it will be for them as they walk into that as adults, learning that, yeah, we will be making different choices. We will be living differently. We are called to live as light. And sometimes that comes and is a sacrifice, or what feels like a sacrifice, and helping your kids learn to navigate that, but see the goodness and see what God is giving them in place of that is a beautiful opportunity, right?
Yeah, very much. And what kind of things has your church done or people in your area done? What kind of parties have they had?
You know, people will have parties at their house. We've talked before about, we had a neighbor who would get a tractor and pull the kids around on like a hayride type thing. Trunk or treat is very big up here. I don't know if that's big in Colorado or not, but churches will set up in their parking lot. Church members will decorate the trunks of their cars in some fun way, you know, and in, you know, not a dark, evil way, just some fun, whatever. And the people will be in costumes. And so kids can come trick or treat the trunks in the church parking lot and get candy. And they'll come in their cute costumes and be something. I've seen harvest festival type settings. And I think that, you know, the ideas are endless of ways that you can do something fun and create a tradition with your children that is enjoyable and doesn't celebrate that.
You know? Yeah.
And I wish we had done more of that when my kids were young, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
Things that I know now that I didn't know then.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, you know, even think broader than that. So, you know, if you're teenagers or if you're single or you're young couples, you know, don't fall into the trap of, well, hey, let's go to this haunted house, or let's go watch this movie, because isn't that cool that everybody gets to? And we can. Yeah, you can. But remember that God says, no, I want you to not join the darkness. So I really would urge you. There's protection in that, and it is about spiritual things. And so spend some time openly discussing, you know, what is God calling us to do? What could we do differently that would be light, that we could enjoy it? You know, so being together, you know, if you're teenagers or if you're young couples or young singles, sure. It is a fun time to go do something together. It's fun. So the key is, we'll have fun.
Figure out
how to have fun without doing the evil part of it. So you're celebrating Halloween, fine. You're going to have fun, fine, good. You're just going to do it in a way of light versus dark. And so even if you don't have children, but you're going to participate, is don't step across that line and say, well, I'm an adult, and so I deserve this, and I don't mind it, and certainly God will protect me. He says, well, actually, he's telling you, don't partake with it.
Right.
That's the truth. Why? For your own good. Why? Because of spiritual stuff. And so I'm trying to show you some. So we just urge everybody to recognize what he says about this. It is an important week. It can be really a grand, fun week where at the end of it, you can say, man, we had a good time and we were light, as opposed to, yeah, we had a good time, but we kind of crossed the line over to the darkness. And now it's a struggle. Now it's a battle. So we just urge you to at least consider the truth about it. Go to God, spend some time with him, seek wisdom. He'll show you what to do if you have a heart to do it. And it can be a fun time of light in a very time of darkness. So it's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks yeah. for sharing that. I'm glad you brought that up this week. I think that's an important way to kick things off.
Yeah, it really is. So Heavenly Father, we do pray.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing. And thank you to everyone for listening. If you have questions about today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.